my fellow Americans. This July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
Me and my boss, we started dating. He would come over to my place. And when he was in the bathroom, I got his phone. So I was like, something's not adding up here. And so I looked through his phone and the photos and saw pictures of him. And I was like, when are we going to tell me you're married?
You know the moment you decide to pick up your partner's phone because you feel like something's off? It's never going to end well. It's over at that point. But you never expect to stumble upon their literal wedding photos. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from The Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Hey, if you have a breakup story that you want to tell on the podcast, or if you want to submit a couple that you've always been curious about, you can head to the episode description. I have a submission form there. Also, if you like following your podcast on social media, you can find me on Instagram at Breakup Breakdown Podcast. And this week, we're raising awareness for the Spring of Tampa Bay. It's a domestic violence shelter, of course, located in Tampa Bay. To find out how you can support them or just raise awareness, head to the episode description for more details. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. How you doing? Swifty, Heartbreakers especially, I know we're not really in the mood for another breakup story, but I'm hoping that this one will be somewhat of a distraction from all the chaos outside. Anyway, I've got a fun little submission about two coworkers, which in hindsight, maybe I should have had coworker or ex-coworker Justin on for this episode. But this move that I recently went through kind of effing up my recording schedule. So just bear with me. So let's get into this week's submission. So I got a little message about two people who used to work together. There's a girl and a guy involved in the story. The girl's the employee, the guy's the boss, which is, you know, bound to be a little scandalous. They had heard rumors that there was something going on between the two. I'm sure there may have been some rendezvous in the copier machine room or whatever. You know how it is when you're working around people. People love to talk. And so when the guy started not working there anymore, there had been some whisperings about there being a pretty messy split. And like workplace romances can either go so right or so wrong because you're going to see that person nonstop. You go to work, you see them. You come home, assuming you're going to hang out after work or if you live together, you're going to see this person. So sometimes it can really be too much. But I almost wonder if maybe the guy leaving this job has something to do with their relationship. You know how sometimes that can get so messy. We've talked about that on here before. Like, this is nothing new. Boss, employee, weird power dynamics. But, you know, maybe he left the job because he's like, this is a weird power dynamic and I want this to work. And then it ended up being a messy split after. I don't know, but I think we should find out. Let's get into it when we break down this week's break.
So we met when he started working with me. To be honest, I don't really remember much of like working with him throughout that year. We kind of started to become friends at the end of the year because I became friends with his flatmate, someone he was living with who also worked with us and hung out with him a lot and actually went to their house with him. He was a dick and ended up not liking him. Nothing brings two people together like the hatred of one person. So we ended up just like bonding over this other person, just like hating on them.
What was so bad about this guy?
Oh, everyone in the store hated him. I don't know how to explain it. I was trying to talk about this to my friends the other day. Yesterday as well. I was like, I don't know what it was about him, but he was just a dick. But he really liked me and he just would follow me around the store and just wouldn't leave me alone. And I was like, guys, Anyway, so he ended up moving stores and then me and my boss ended up becoming friends. We were getting closer. We started dating. I never dated in high school, so I never like really got any of that attention from anyone. So I don't know. I think it was just, someone likes me. Like this is...
Literally anybody.
I knew what was wrong as well when we first started dating. I was like, you know, it's never gonna work. But I was like, you know what, in my mind I was just trying to convince myself. I was like, if I'm happy right now, why, let me just be happy, why not?
So you guys start dating.
So at the end of that year, he ends up moving out, says he's living with his cousins and he's very religious. So because we were keeping a secret because we worked together, and then he also was like, I don't want my family to know, like, you know, religion, like, you know, he didn't want them to know also. So when he moved out, I didn't go around to his new place because he was like, I'm living helping with family, I was like, understand. So the whole relationship was a bit up and down. A lot of it, we were just like working, I guess, a lot together, and a lot of it did revolve around work. When I would complain about not spending enough time together, like he would just like buy me gifts and I'd be like, well, now I can't, I feel bad because I'm like, I can't be upset because you've just bought me watches and jewelry. And I'm like, I just want to spend time with you. Stop buying me shit. Yeah.
He was trying to guilt you into staying.
Yeah. So, but then he's at my house. So I moved out that year and he would come over to my place. And when he was in the bathroom, I got his phone because I just had this feeling because I was like, something's not adding up here. And so I looked through his phone in the photos and saw pictures of him getting married. So
wait, so you grab his phone. Did you have his passcode?
Yeah.
I love that. And so you just start going through his photos, trying to like look for nudes or whatever. How far back do you go before you see wedding pics?
It wasn't too far back. I was just trying to find anything because I was like, I feel like something's off. And I didn't want to go through texts because I knew he deleted them because he used to delete all of our chats together. What if someone sees my phone and like don't want people to find out? So I was like, people don't delete photos, like, which is weird because he never leaves his phone anywhere. Like he always takes it with him, even at work. Like he never let the thing out of his eyes.
So, okay, how long have you known this guy at this point? So you say he got married pretty recently to when you saw that. So how long were you guys like doing your thing at that point?
So this was a year into us dating.
Oh my gosh. And so you had no inkling that there was ever anybody else in the picture?
No, but I don't know. Cause I did look at this one cause I was like, I don't know. I feel like something's off. But at the same time, I was like, when would he have time to cheat on me? Like, I'm like, he's always at work or with me. I'm like, there's no way. So I found photos of him getting married. I just put the phone down. I just laid there and then he came back to bed and I was just cold and distant, just shut off. And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, when are we going to tell me you're married? You can see he's like, fuck. Like he's just trying to quickly come up with something. So he's not originally from New Zealand. He was like, she's just a childhood best friend. Like I only married her to help her get into the country. Like I did it. Like my mom really wanted me to. She lives like in another city far away. I never see her. So I was like, you know what? He talked me into it. I was like, okay, that sounds believable.
Wait, describe photos of this wedding. Are we talking like a courthouse wedding? Are we talking like a backyard wedding?
The year before he popped back home and he got married. I think it was at one of their family's houses, it looks like. But she didn't come over right away. So she came over at the end. That's which is why he moved out and moved in with her. But he was like, I'm living with family. Like that's why you can't come over. Yeah, it's his wife.
Technically he wasn't lying.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, I just have to pop back visiting my mom, like seeing family and stuff. I'm like, all right. And he got married at that time.
Oh my gosh.
But this was right before we started dating. So we weren't even dating yet. This is right as the lead up.
Gotcha. So you guys are still sort of in that weird in-between phase. Mm. I'm just impressed that you stayed. Wait, why didn't you kick this man out?
I don't know. I just didn't. I was like, sounds legit. Yeah, seems right.
Then you guys just stay together. You're like, okay, he's got a wife. How often was he staying over with you? Is this like a 2-day a week thing or like a 5-day a week thing?
I live with some people that we also worked with. So I live with my friend and her partner who worked with me. And he was like, you know, no one can know. Let's not tell anyone. They knew, but he didn't know that they knew. Because I was like, they're my best friend. Of course they know. Where do they think I am late at night going out? I tell them everything. So he would just come over when they weren't there. So he never stayed the night.
Adds up. The math is mathing. So you confront him about it. He's like, this is just some chick I married so she could come into the country. What happens after that?
Then we continue to date for like another year. He tells me that he's moving. So he's moving an 8-hour drive away down to the bottom of the North Island. So he's like, oh, I'm doing my master's. I'm studying. He ends up moving. And I'm like, well, do you want to do the long distance? We have like this big conversation. We're like, it's only going to be about a year. Let's do long distance. He came up a couple times to see me. And then we would like call and talk every day. Then out of sight, out of mind, I was like, I don't want to be with him anymore. I think like I need to move on. And this is going to be easier if he's away for us to both move on. Yeah. So I end up doing it over text. I can read the text if you want.
Bring up the screenshots, girl. I'm ready.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Yeah. Don't break up with anyone over text. It is not nice. However, I did think I could not do it on the phone or in person. I ended up just sending it. Believe me when I say I love you. I've had an amazing past 2 years and you've brought me so much joy to my life and made me feel really special. I have been pondering upon my future and thinking about what I want and need. I think you're an amazing man, down to earth, motivated, and bring out the best in people. For the future, we have different expectations of needs and wants that don't align. I don't want to hold you back from the amazing future I know you'll have. At this stage in our lives, I think we need to separate so that we are able to reach our true potentials. I know that you're going to do so well. I'm sorry that I'm hurting you. I'm sorry that I'm unable to do this in person. It is the hardest thing I've ever done, but sometimes you have to let someone you love go. I know it's for the best, and I know maybe some someday our roads will cross again. But for now, I think we need to say goodbye to each other. I'm always here as a friend. If you need me, I will always care for you and want what's best. Sorry that I'm a coward and doing this over the phone. I just know I won't be able to say it out loud. I'm here if you want to talk about this.
So when you said needs and wants, were you referring to him getting his master's? What were you kind of alluding to?
I think just in general, like, he was very religious in his religion. He was much older. And I think just in general, it was never going to be a long-term relationship, which is why I think I just talked myself into staying for it for so long, because I was like, I'm just happy right now. But realistically, mm-hmm. I think we were not compatible to stay together in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to cut the cord at some point. No, I think we've all been there at some point where it's like, oh, I'm really enjoying this now, but I can just see in 6 months, I'm going to get hit by a Mack truck in terms of having to break up, or he's going to break up with me. And in this case, this man has a whole ass wife. So maybe he's reading this text next to his wife.
I kept getting to the point because he moved out of town. We stopped working together. And I was like, why can't we tell people we're dating? Because he was like, let's just still not like bring up this up. I was like, why? Like, we're not working together. What's the issue? But he was like, yeah, I'll come down. We'll tell your parents. I feel like I ended up just cutting it off with him before he could do it with me. Because I was like, I know he's just like not going to want to come or just stay. Like, it's just going to be more excuses. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm looking at my friends, like going out on dates, holding hands, walking around. I was like, I want that. I deserve that. I don't want to be kept a secret. I want better.
Yeah. So when you sent that text to him, how did he respond?
He did not for a couple of days. If you want closure, don't do it. I expected him to call me, us to talk it out. This hasn't been the best. Maybe it could have been better. I ended up spamming him, being like, hello, like trying to call him. And my friends were like, you need to stop. When he's ready, if he will, he will text you, but he may not ever just reach out, and you have to be okay with that. So he ended up 2 days later messaging me, just being like, have a great, blessed life. Take care. If you ever need help and you have no one else, please reach out. I'm always here for you.
That sounds like a Hallmark card. And yeah. So that's after a series of you being like, are you alive? Hello, respond to me, respond to me. And he's just like, have a blessed life.
Yeah, well, I did him a favor.
Okay, so you officially break up with him and he's like, yeah. Cool with me. Does the story continue from here? Why do I feel like it doesn't end here?
Yes. So 2 months later, I get a text from my friend being like, oh my God, I just saw your ex in town. He's at the store. And I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, do I get my car and leave? I was like, my friends are going to kill me. One of his friends ended up messaging me on Instagram at one point, and he was like, oh, you know, he's like back in town. I was like, oh yeah. Like, he didn't know we dated, but he's like, we should catch up. I was like, for sure. Definitely. I don't know if he talks to him about it or my ex just ends up reaching out, but he was like, hey, I'm back in town. Do you want to catch up? And I'm like, yeah. So we ended up messaging back and forth, like, hey, how are you? Like, what's going on? And then we agree to meet in the next couple days. So I end up telling my friends he's back in town. We're meeting up at a cafe this time, this occasion. And they were like, no, you're not. Why are you going to put yourself through that? What's the point? What are you doing this for? You're only going to hurt yourself. I ended up just kind of sitting on it. I was like, what am I doing this for? And then he sends me an email because I blocked him everywhere else, but who blocks an email? He's like, I messaged you on Messenger in January, but it looks like you've blocked me. I didn't think it would go this far. I didn't want to leave your last message unanswered. I wish we could have met you once and at least talked, but I respect your wishes. Well, you did what you thought was right. I respect that also. Well, to be honest, yes, I did see us in the long future because I'm not the type of guy who's in it for the short term. Special people only come once in a life. Anyway, good to see that you have moved on. Have a good life. Forgive me. All the hurt and sadness I brought you. It was not my intention. My intentions have always been good for you. Take care and be safe. Because he's not the type of guy that's in it for the short term.
Wait, the moment you said that, I'm literally thinking about this man getting married. I'm like, yeah, you really are not for the short term. You are a long-term man.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1,000,000 SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Like, going back and reading that, I was like, what the fuck? Why would you... saying that.
Did you respond or were you like,
no?
Well, good for you. I think a lot of people would have been like, oh, he like cares about me. He's not in it for the long term. Like maybe he's going to leave his wife for me. Okay. So you get that email from him. And at any point, are you thinking I need to tell his kind of wife about this?
Well, I had no idea. So when I first originally found the phone and saw he was married, he was just like, she's just a friend, doesn't live in the country. I should have sounded more and investigated more slowly. He changed his phone password the next day. I believed him, so I never looked into it further. So I didn't know her name, didn't know her number, didn't know anything about her. They didn't have socials, so I can stalk him on socials and see if I could find her. I end up getting this random DM from this like account, and I'm like, this is weird. So I get this message response, hey, did you know X's name? You worked with him here. I thought it was someone that he currently worked with, and someone was reaching out. It's like, oh no, is the same thing kind of happening? I don't know what's going on. They wanted to talk to me. I was like, this is my number, like you can call me. And I was at work at this point. I was like on the floor, and then I ended up just going to the bathroom and just sitting on the phone for like an hour with this person. So I call her and she's like, hi, I'm his wife. And I was like, she's like, did anything ever happen between you? And I was like, I dated him for 2 years. And so we went through all of this. I was like, he told me that you just married him for like a green card, like you didn't live together. And she was super pissed at that. She was like, he told you what? Like, she's like, I've known him for over 10 years. Like, we've been dating for so long. So we kind of going through everything, connecting the dots. And he's like, if you text him, do you think he'll respond back to you? Because at this point, they're kind of going through a rough patch in their marriage. She ends up finding a photo of me and him on his phone. And he was like, no, it was just like a work event. Like, it was me on my bed, us in my room and stuff. And he was just like, no, she's just a friend, blah, blah, blah. And she, like, they've been going through, I guess, ups and downs, kind of their own point. I did feel really bad for her. She's like, do you think if you send him a text now, he'll respond? Because she wanted to catch him out. I was like, I feel like he will. So I end up sending him a text and like, hey, like, how are you? So random and crazy. So we end up talking a bit, and I'm screenshotting and sending all of the to her in the moment. We agree. Why don't we like agree like a meetup place, and like we can get him together, we can confront him, we'll see if he's lying. Yes, I'm here for this. I'm ready. So we agree to meet up, and so she's talking with him and she's like, oh, like what are you doing Sunday, like let's hang out together. And he's like, oh no, I have football with the boys, like no time. And she's like, yeah. So we end up talking for a bit and sending each other a bunch of messages. I was like, you do not let him get away with this or talk you out of this. Like, this man is a liar.
Yeah. How did you feel? Did you feel like shock? Were you angry? How did you feel once you found out that he actually had a wife and it wasn't just some ruse for citizenship?
I just didn't think he would cheat on me. And we even had conversations because while we were together, at some point, some of my friends were cheating. I was like, I can't believe anyone would do it. Like, I was having like passionate discussions. He's like, yeah, like, I can't believe anyone would do that. Why would you cheat on someone? Like, just break up with them. Like, that's so much like heartbreaking. Like, I was like telling him this and here he is cheating on me and his wife.
Okay, so you give her all that evidence. Does she confront him? Do you confront him? Like, what happens?
So she's waiting for the Sunday for us both to show up at this meeting location. So she was just going to show up to be like, you were lying. She's like messaging me and calling me on the Saturday. And she's like, I'm just not doing well. I'm not eating, not sleeping. And she's like, I just had to like sleep with him last night, like lay in the bed and I could barely look at him. She was like going through it. She's like, I was puking. I felt like I couldn't feel bad because I was like, I'm not even dating him anymore. I'm not married to him. Like, she's going through so much worse than me. So we end up calling on the Saturday. I'm like, let me know where you are now. Like, we can just do this now. Like, skip Sunday. I'll come to your house. So she gives me her address. My friend's home from work. And I was like, I'm going to go do something toxic. She's like, I'm getting in the car with you just in case anything goes down. So
I love how your friends are so are here for the drama. Like, they want nothing to do with it, but they're like, I want to be there. Like, I want to watch it go down.
Well, they're really great. They knew that I knew what I was kind of doing, but they were just there for me. They just had that safe and open space where I could come and talk to them. And I didn't feel bad or that like they were just going to judge me. They're great friends.
I can tell that they're amazing and supportive, but I also love that they all also want to be there.
Yes, they're also here for the, I mean, we all are. This is what we're all listening today.
Okay, so it's Saturday and you guys both, you're going to their house. You're straight up rolling up. You're about to throw down.
So they live in an apartment complex. So I text her when I get there because she has to come out and like open it up for me because I don't have like a swipe card for the gate. So we end up walking into the apartment together and his face, like he's sitting watching TV, turns and looks at both of us in the room together, just like dropped. So he starts speaking in another language to her, so I won't understand. But she's having none of it. She's like translating for me. She's like, he's asking why I've done this. Like, she's refusing to speak anything other than English so I can like understand. I'm like, yes, thank you. She's like, I'm gonna ask you one more time, did anything ever happen between you and like her? And he's like, well, why don't you tell her? And points to me, and I'm like, what, that we dated for 2 years? He's like, I'm not having this. Gets up, grabs his keys, storms out. He's like, thanks for ruining my fucking life to me. So he walks out, just drives away. Me, my friend, and his wife end up just standing outside for an hour talking, because my friend had also been cheated on. So we just end up like just having like this big group therapy session, just talking so much shit. And I just so felt so bad for it. She's like, none of my family lives in town. I have no friends. Like, I don't have anyone. Like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, I'm here. Yeah, but she was just like, I've known him for over 10 years. Like, you think you know a person, and just very hard for her. And I was just like, I felt so bad. But we were just like going through it more, connecting more dots. How could you ever trust a person again after that? I end up talking with her a few more times after that. She reaches out and calls, because she's like, just to like, were you here with him at this point? Like, I think she's still just trying to process and go through everything. The next day on the Sunday, I was supposed to work, but I called in sick. So I was like, I physically, if I talk to a customer, I'm gonna break down. The Saturday we get home, and me and all my flatmates end up watching The Other Woman, which honestly, I was like, this is funny, but not funny. Like, it was great, but I was like, this is so fun and relatable. Honestly, at some points, I'm just like listening to Sabrina Carpenter's albums, emails. I can't send album because I liked a boy song, which, if you know the lyrics, it's like, yeah, I was just like on the floor crying, being like, I'm a home. She got me through a lot.
So funny, because he literally sent you an email too.
The whole album, honestly, I was like, every little like song and chorus, I was like, this is like so relatable. This is so great.
Damn, that must have been awful having to recover from that, because I mean, she's in the thick of it because it's literally her marriage, which, by the way, do you know if they stayed together?
Yeah, so they're still together now. Not sure what happened there. If he just talked to her and staying over, I don't know. That's their story. And
that's another episode of this podcast. So 10 years they were together. But 2 years for you, I mean, that's still an incredibly significant amount of time. Like, that's not just, like, just 2 months and then you found out he had a wife.
Your first love, your first relationship.
I mean, it sounds like it was pretty recent. Like, are you over it? Like, have you been able to like have feelings for other people since then?
I haven't really dated anyone since then, but that's just, I don't know. I'm working on it right now. I've been out on a couple dates recently. I'm like, I need to get back out there, because I think when the breakup first happened, I was like, I'm ready to move, like, I want like a real relationship, I'm ready to move on and like have someone that like loves me. And then I tried going out on like this random Bumble date, and then I was like, actually, no, I'm not ready. I hate small talk and the texting and first dates, like meeting up with people. So it's just that whole process, because I never, like, I haven't really gone out and dated people before, never dated in high school. So I'm like, how do I even do this? Like, what's this process? My friends are just like, have fun, like, just go out, like, what are you doing? Just have fun, like, go out, get a free dinner, just enjoy yourself. I'm putting so much pressure on myself to like find the right person, or just being like, oh, I don't know. And they're just like, what are you doing? Just enjoy yourself.
I know, it's more fun as a lady. I found this out recently because I moved to a new city, and just like, I don't know, these people are just gonna take you out and pay for your drinks. You're right, like, we don't need to be like, is this my soulmate? Have a good time, have a laugh, and if it sucks, then you block their number.
That's a story for the pod, that's a story for my friends to sit down when I come home and I'm like, well, guess what happened? Doing it for the plot.
I mean, what would you say you're putting pressure on for? Are you scared to trust people? Do you feel like you're going to be able to find the same kind of connection with someone as this last guy? What's like the pressure about for you?
If I'm going to do something, I got to do it right, or I can't like lose. I feel like if I go out on a date and like nothing ends up happening, then I'm like, and then I like failed, and I'm like, that's embarrassing. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's just a lie. I don't know. That's just my mindset. Of just, I feel like embarrassed, or I feel like stupid if I don't like achieve something, or if I don't do it right the first time. So I'm trying to put all this pressure on, like, I need to like find the right man to like go out with, and if it doesn't work out, then like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get it. You don't want to embarrass yourself in front of them, or like, you just don't want to embarrass yourself in your own mind. Like, you don't want to feel like you failed if they don't like you back or something.
I think it's just my own mind, and like telling people, being like, oh, I've been out on this date, it was really cool, and then the next one it's like, oh, I actually wish it. And like, in my mind I'm like, that's really embarrassing. That seems like I'm like a loser. I think it's just all in my mind of just being like, well, no, like now I seem like stupid because it didn't work out after like two dates. I'm like, no, you need to stop. That's where I'm like, I need to stop this mindset. I just need to like go out and have fun.
I've been through long periods of just never dating anybody, but I think the more embarrassing thing is refusing to do something about it. If it's for a season, whatever, but if it's for like ever. So what would you say is like the biggest thing that you've taken from this experience? How are you going to suss this out in your next partner when you do eventually get out on that Bumble date and it goes well? Do you think you'll have a problem fully being in it? You know, this guy just tricked you for 2 years.
Hopefully not. I guess I kind of won't see until I'm in it. If something triggers me in the relationship, because I kind of won't know until I'm there. I don't know. I think just the key takeaway for me was just don't date an older man.
I think you can cross that off your dating bingo card. But who knows what other kind of crazy is out there.
Trying to stay in like the age bracket. I'm like, no, we're not going for older man now. And also like I can stalk people's social. Like he didn't have socials. I'm like, get someone with socials that I can stalk.
You want them to have just enough socials. Like you want them to follow the exact same amount of people that follow them back. Unless they're like famous or something, but that's a different story. If someone's listening right now and they're like, oh my gosh, I went through a similar thing, or my friend's going through that right now where their partner lied to them about something for an extended period of time. What's advice that you would give them if you want to give them courage to leave the relationship, or just something that you've learned in general from this experience?
If you're in it, if you have that like seed of doubt in your mind, like listen to it and then just like know your self-worth and like know what you deserve. And maybe if a friend's going through it, I think as I was saying before, like a lot of people just like do so many things to push their friends away when they're in a relationship. Just like, I hate this guy. Like they're always just like talking so much negative. Maybe just turn that around and be like, I just really value you. Really just talk up the friend and bring up nothing about the guy and just be like, you deserve someone to be proud of you, or like, you know, take you out and like treat you right. Validate that in a good way, or try to like word it right.
Yeah, no, I love what you said to not focus on the guy, because if you're in a relationship with someone and then your friend start attacking the guy, it's like, well, I'm in love with this person, even if they're terrible, and you're like coming at them. So then it puts you on the defense. I think if we can focus on, you deserve this. Like you even said that earlier in our interview, where it's like you noticed all your friends in these incredible relationships and you're like, I don't want this. I want that.
So I
think that's a really, really great piece of advice. And last thing, is there anything you wish you could say to his wife? If you could say anything to them, or like give any piece of advice to her? I'm curious if you would have anything to say about that.
I'm kind of just upset for her that she stayed, because he like constantly lied to her. Like even when we confronted him, he didn't want to own up to it. Didn't want to deal with it at all. I'm like, she's such an amazing person. I think for her, because she's like, I've been in it for so long. I don't know if she just doesn't see a way out, or she's just like, there's no point. I don't want to give up on something that's in it so long. But you don't want to waste the rest of your life being in something that's not going to serve you, or just like putting up with that.
You are too young to date a man who is going to hide a relationship from you for 2 years. It's like the interviews that I'm never going to get. I wonder what things happened early on in their relationship that she ignored or maybe brushed under the rug that now kind of manifested in this experience. Well, anyway, thank you for coming on. Do you have any final parting words, advice, things we didn't go over that you want to make sure we talk about?
I want an apology. I think I'm at the point now where I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I don't need it. I'm kind of over it. But I think especially going through it and like even just the breakup in general, I was like, I want that closure. I want that apology. I know you're never going to get that. I didn't realize coming out of the relationship, I was just like so hurt, and I was thinking about him every day. Because I also, I think one of the reasons I didn't really want to break up with him, I was like, I don't want to go through heartbreak. It sucked. I was like, it was not fun. But I was like, how do people get through this? And they're like, people are like, you know, like time heals all wounds. I'm like, no, it does not. But like each day, I think I was just like surprised at like how time went by, how much you just stop thinking about it, or you stop thinking about him and you're like, I am okay.
Tune in on Thursday for this week's breakdown bonus episode, where we will be talking about being the other woman, trying to figure out how to confront your partner with things you found on their phone or other proof of cheating, and so much more. And of course, there will be another new episode dropping on Tuesday. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.